Great. Okay.
And then I can get into
some no order.
Sure.
Let me take the roll. I'll leave it here.
Okay. Oh, we'll you. Okay. Jim DeMartini. Gordon Ford.
Here.
Darren Garrett.
Here.
Mike Lynch.
Here.
Ron Martin.
Here.
Clarence Willman.
Here.
Linda Stotts Burnett. Maria DeAnda. Jeff Grover.
Here.
Hey, we have
a thank you. The we had two bad incidents, or not difficult incidents, last Saturday and then earlier today. The services for Lynn Betancourt and for Don Burnett. We would like to take a moment of silence and individually express our heartfelt support for them and their families. Announcements, Tom. Do you have any announcements?
Okay. Cards were sent on behalf of the retirement board and staff to the Lynn Betancourt family and the Don Burnett family. Also, we welcome today newly appointed retirement board member Jeff Grover.
Thank you. Great. My understanding is that Stan Sayre's closed on Friday and the county is closed on Monday because of the furlough.
We are closed on Friday, that is correct.
Yeah, and then I think most of the county is closed on Monday.
Okay, thank you for telling us that. For those of us who are coming here on Monday to meet. Any other announcements? The public comment. Let me quickly read this. Matters under jurisdiction of the board may be addressed by the general public before or during the regular agenda. However, California law prohibits the board from taking action on any matter which is not on a posted agenda unless it is determined an emergency by the Board of Retirement. Any member of the public wishing to address the board during the public comment period shall be permitted to be heard once up to 3 minutes. Please complete a public comment form and give it to the chair. Any person wishing to make a presentation to the board must submit the presentation in written form with copies furnished to all board members. Presentations are limited to 3 minutes. Are there any public comment items? Okay. The next item is the consent calendar. We had a request, which I actually concur with, to take item 6B off of consent. Is there any objection to that? From any of the members?
What's the reason for taking it off?
Well, Supervisor DeMartini wanted to delay it until he's here in a couple of weeks. I actually have some questions about it myself, and I think some other members may have some questions also. And since we don't need to act on this until later, as a courtesy to Supervisor DeMartini, I think it's just appropriate to delay it for 2 weeks.
Looks like 6B runs into 7B also.
There's a typo, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Different number.
Okay. Gotcha.
So is that without?
So I'll make a motion to approve everything without B.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. And then I would like Kelly, as before, to be registered as abstaining on 7D.
Very good. And you second.
I'll second that.
Not the abstaining, but the motion to approve consent.
Yeah. All in favor of the consent calendar with the exception of 7B?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, let's go to 7B.
You need a motion to delay it till next meeting?
Yeah, and
I so move.
Set it as an action item for discussion and action.
Is there more material that you need, more information?
I think we should let all the board members ask. I'm going to make that request.
Okay.
People who want more information and clarity on this issue should get it into Tom ASAP, so it's all available 2 weeks from Tuesday. And, Fred, one of the issues is going to be how flexible is the authority of Stan Sarah as it relates to granting this COLA. I mean, is it a question of may we do it or must we do it?
Okay.
And I think that that clarity is going to be requested, so I'm going to give you a heads up on that. There may be some other issue or some other requests for information in terms of numbers and things like that. I would just strongly suggest that we get that to Tom so he can get it to the right people ASAP, and we're not caught short in 2 weeks, and we could resolve this one way or the other 2 weeks from now.
There was a motion. I need a second.
Second.
All in favor of scheduling this for discussion and action in 2 weeks?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Committee reports. Maria is not here. So I suggest we... actually, this is just another education. This is an education request to approve the Stanford conference.
This is a request by Fred Silva to attend this conference. It has some fiduciary responsibility information, and Fred has been preparing a talk to the board on fiduciary responsibility, and this will aid him in that educational session with the board.
I move that we approve it.
And Maria, I assume, supports this. Maria?
Yes.
Okay. I second. Or can I chair a second?
No.
Okay. Is there a second?
That then.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion carries. We now go into closed session.
Chairman, I make a motion.
It's on. The findings of the closed session were on 9A. A motion was made by Darren Garrett and seconded by Clarence Willman to set for hearing before a hearing officer the application for a service-connected disability retirement benefit for Arnulfo Garcia and authorize counsel to conduct additional discovery and investigation. Motion carried. Then on item 9B, a motion was made by Darren Garrett and seconded by Clarence Willman to hold a hearing on Mr. Brooks' application for a service-connected disability retirement physical. The matter will be referred to a hearing officer pursuant to the standard practice, and the petition of writ will be stayed pending the board's decision following the hearing. Motion carried. It should be noted that Maria DeAnda arrived at 3:18 p.m.
Okay. All right, well, members forum, why don't we start with Darren?
He's supposed to give us his fight song, isn't he?
Well, I'm going to give him an advance warning.
I think it's already been said for those of us that went to the memorial service for Lynn, and we're at the memorial service today for Don Burnett, the husband of the trustee, Mrs. Thomas Burnett. But, Lynn had a long history with this retirement board, and I think it is said without a doubt that we may have not always seen eye to eye with what he firmly believed in, but no one can doubt the conviction he had for the people that he served and the energy that he brought to this table. So I think on that note, he is going to be missed. And my condolences go out to Linda and the family. That's all I have.
Mr. Martin?
I can't beat that.
Clarence?
Nothing else.
Nothing for me.
Gordon?
I continue to be concerned about the what I think is predictable up stock market and the down rate of return assumptions. And Paul had noted when Tom sent the thing about the stock market. And Tom responded that Paul and Graham will be here at the next meeting, I believe.
Actually, Graham will not be at the February 22nd meeting because he won't have a report ready until that day. So he'll be here on the 9th, March 9th.
So that'll be heard to the 9th?
But Paul will be here.
Paul will be here. I'd again like to hear from him on that item.
Can I ask how many times we're gonna go over this? This will be the fourth time.
I will continue to bring it up as long as I think it's continuing to be an inconsistency.
How is it inconsistent when the assumption rates are based on a 20 or 30 year model? I guess I'm at a loss to figure out when our
because I disagree with it.
To me, it's just like how the actuary and our investment advisor consultant shows that when you have an 8% return, you're going to have good years and you're going to have down years, and it all averages out.
This is the same
issue.
This is the members forum period where we talk about information
on your
agenda requests only, and this is a debate that we will have on March 9th.
But it costs this system money when we continue to ask people to come and spend time. There's a cost to the system that's associated with that.
Mr. Grover, comments, members forum?
No, just appreciate being a part of the group, and I'll be listening a lot.
Kelly?
Nothing for me.
Just two quick comments. Number one, Tom's request that we get information to him as quickly as possible for the COLA item in a couple weeks. It's really important so that the staff can get all the information to people in enough time so that we're not floundering around on time. So I just want to reiterate that, and then I'm going to tell a quick Lynn Bettencourt story. And I did not know him very well, but one evening, my wife Anna, who's not very political, and I were in O'Brien's Market with actually Jeff Grover and his wife. We were buying a bunch of stuff to have a paella dinner, and I ran into Lynn Bettencourt. And Lynn Bettencourt cornered me in front of the vegetable section and talked to me for 25 minutes about pension obligation bonds. And when I told Anna that Lynn had had passed on, she remembered who he was. She said, he's the man who told you about the pension obligation bonds at the O'Brien's Market. So she remembered Lynn, met him one time, and he made an impression. So, without anything else, I'll adjourn the meeting. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.